Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we thy unworthy servants here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thy heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interests, prejudices, and partial affections, the result of all our counsels may be to the glory of thy blessed name.
Fodirado, I was expecting to see you in flash green. Okay. I've seen you very clearly, and you are Navo. Yes.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I move that SO5 to be suspended to commence the business of the House.
Any seconder?
So second,
Mrs. It has been moved and seconded that SO5 will be suspended so that the business of the House may commence. It's been past 10. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Record of votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 10th October 2000.
Honorable members, page 1. Page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, and page 7. There be no corrections or amendments. Will somebody move for the adoption of the votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 10th October 2017? Any seconder?
So second, Mr. Speaker.
Moved and seconded that the vote and proceedings for Tuesday, 10th October 2017 be adopted. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 10th October 2017 has been adopted.
Bill, Revenue Administration Act 2017, committee stage. And third reading, the Minister of Finance and Economy.
Remove your wigs, please.
Parts 1, 2, and 3, clauses 1 to 20 stand part of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 1, 2, and 3, clauses 1 to 20, stand part of the bill.
Honorable members, the question is that parts 1, 2, and 3, clauses 1 to 20, do stand part of the bill. Honourable members, who read page 1. Page 1. Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, before page 1, the face of the bill. The face of the bill, I'm suggesting that the name be boldly inscribed on the face of the bill. The name of the bill has to be inscribed on the face, the front page, the face of the bill.
Noted, noted. Page God.
Controversial bills, you can see. But when you have tremendous support coming from the opposition, tell you it's not controversial. We want to streamline revenue generation. We want to streamline expenditure. And it's a good bill. So I believe if they are controversial, look at the thing in the entirety and see where there are areas. We dot the I's and cross the T's. But to me, I've gone through the bills. It's a good bill and it's very timely. So it is good for all of us.
For the radio, I hope there is nothing suspicious.
Mr. Speaker, you were not here yesterday. I supported that day because the thing is, I am making room for my future office. Simple.
Yes, and then who's I plus 20, which I end. Plus 1 to 20. With almost the end. Plus 1, 2, and 3. Yeah, Jimmy. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mm. Mm. Honorable members, much as we all agree that there is nothing controversial, but we do what is normally the case. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 12. Order, please. Yes.
Page 12, sir.
Yes.
Sub clause one of clause eight. Part two. I will read the entire sentence. You see the problem there.
We are on page 12.
Page 12, clause 8.1.
Yes.
Clause 8.1.
Yeah.
To achieve consistency in the administration of revenue laws and to provide guidance to persons affected by them, including the officers.
No, the tax officers.
Okay, including the tax officers. The Commissioner General may issue a practice note in writing, setting out, this one now is my problem. It's not grammatically wrong anyway, but to make it more tidy, I believe we can remove that repetition and replace it with his interpretation, his, instead of the same Commissioner General again. When I read the entire, you will see the repetition and the, not gender. It's the same person.
No, when it comes to laws, really.
There's no issue of gender there.
No. The repetition of Commissioner General does no harm to the sentence. It does no harm. No, it's still as it is. Yes, page 12, 13, 14, 15. 16, 17, 18.
Yes, sir, 18.
18.
Yes, sir. 18 clause 14.
Clause 14, yes.
The first word of the second line.
Yes.
I don't think that one should be there.
What is it?
For reasonable, sir. It's the word private. For reasonable cause, the commissioner general may, what is there? Private and revoke. I don't think
there should be no private there, particularly in that sense. Private in that sense is nonsensical. Private in the context in which it has been used is wrong.
Yes.
So what is it? Something must be missing. There must be.
Maybe the minister or the draftsman is here. But something must be missing.
Yeah. Mr. Minister, the minister, any idea? Yeah. Could you call your people? Something must be missing. Any clue, Hassan?
Mr. Chairman, we may have to revisit this particular section of the bill. If you go to 14.1A,
you're
not paying attention.
14.
You're paying attention when you come to the well.
14.1.
14.1A.
Uh-huh.
When you read 14.1A, the sentence there will attempt to tell you what the author of this bill was trying to say by using the word private. So that's why I'm suggesting that we revisit this portion of the bill.
Hassan, I take your point.
Yes.
And it has been buttressed by the lady. She is saying that we'll go back to the rubric.
Okay.
Go to the rubric. The rubric there is revocation of class rulings. So it could be revocation of private class rulings. Private and class rulings. Revocation of private and class rulings. So private should not be where it is. It should be part of the rubric. That is the side note. The side note technically is what we call the rubric.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think the rubric should be revocation of private rulings, not class, private class ruling.
No.
Class in this sense is talking about the category. So in this case, it's talking about revocation of private rulings. For instance, when a private enterprise is being served, the Commissioner General either holds only or in part will revoke those.
Now they say, so it should be. Hold on, Rabbi. Revocation of private and class. Why do you think class should be deleted? You feel class has no sense there? Fodi, Radu. B?
Of the class ruling. So that excitement is...
Yes, Redu, look at A and B. But, clause 14, subsection 1, paragraph A and B. A talks about there is private in A and there is class in B. So the rubric must read revocation of private and class rulings. Yeah. So that is what it should be. Revocation of private and class rulings. Page 18, page 9, page 18.
Yes, sir. I don't.
Yes.
I think we have to read the amended one in the said section to see if it makes sense, because it actually says for reasonable cause the commissioner general may. So what should follow me?
May revoke
and
a ruling. No, may revoke a ruling. And a ruling is correct because a ruling must be correct because reference has been made in the rubric to private and class. Yes. So that is why you have to have A there.
Yes.
A.
Yes.
There must be the indefinite article.
You right? Move private.
Okay. Yes, yes. It's clear. Mm-hmm. Yes, may revoke a ruling in all or part by written notice. So that makes sense. Yes, Anne. That is the end, not so? Yes, Mr. Minister. Please guide the minister. Hold on. No. Page 19. Mr. Minister, please be attentive. Page. No, 20. 21, 22, and 23. Yes, Mr. Minister. Guide the minister, please.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 1, 2, and 3, clauses 1 to 20 stand, parts of the bill as amended.
Honorable members, the question is that parts 1, 2, and 3, clauses 1 to 20 do stand part of the bill as amended. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Parts 1, 2, and 3, clauses 1 to 20 form part of the bill as amended. Parts 4, 5, and 6, clauses 21 to 47 form part of the bill.
Mr. Minister.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 4, 5, and 6. Clauses 20 to 27 stand.
No, 21.
21 to 47 stand part of the bill.
Honorable member, the question is that parts 4, 5, and 6, clauses 21 to 47 do stand part of the bill. Page 24.
Clause 22, sub-clause 4.
Yes.
I'm only suggesting here. Mr. Minister, I don't know what you actually meant. So a person may have only one taxpayer's identification number.
No. Read what you have.
Yes, sir.
Okay, read it again.
Sub-clause 4.
Yes, read it.
A person may have only one taxpayer identification number at any time and it shall be used for the purpose of all revenue laws. So my problem is with the word may. I don't know. By my instinct, I think it should be made more mandatory for every business entity to have a taxpayer identification number. It should not be optional whether to have it or not to have it. I think it should be made more mandatory to SHA, to make it more mandatory.
Mr. Minister, have a look at it. But no, rather it all depends on the sense. You see, English, when you write in English, there are times, even this may, that people, huh?
Sir. Mr. Chairman, we have to be consistent. We have to be consistent with all our laws that we have enacted.
Okay, I agree.
When you say may, I may do something.
I know. In some cases, even where you use may, it does not mean that may does not have the force of law. Okay, Charles. Page 22, 24, 25, 26, 27.
26.
26.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. 26, the sub clause 2 at the top. I think there is a repetition of the word identification, the second line. The Commissioner General.
Yeah, okay. Just delete wherever those two things appear. Yeah.
You delete that one identification.
27, 28,
27.
27.
Yes, sir, 27.
Yes.
I'm concerned about the physiology.
Uh-huh. 27 where?
Sub clause 3 of 27, sub clause 3.
Yeah. Read.
The Commissioner General may refuse an application made under subsection 1 if at the date the Commissioner General considers the application, discovers that, that's what I'm suggesting, after application, discovers that the applicant has not comply with all obligations to file returns. And then you continue. I can read it again.
Yeah, read it again.
With my own amended version.
Yeah.
The Commissioner General may refuse an application made under subsection 1 if at the date the Commissioner General considers the application, discovers that the applicant has not
discovered
complied.
Discovers
what I'm suggesting.
Yeah.
That the applicant has not complied with all the obligations to file returns.
Yeah, Mr. Minister, I don't think that is wrong.
Okay, what is missing
there?
If at the date the Commissioner General confirmed the application, the applicant has not complied with all the refuse an application made under subsection 1. If at the date the Commissioner General confirmed the application,
the applicant has not complied with
all
the
refuse. No.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes, Freddy.
Yes, sir. Reference what the Honorable from Kwenadugu said.
Look at it.
Reference what the Honorable from Kwenadugu said to add discovers that. If we do that, it will make the sentence wrong. As it is correct, because there is an if
Wait.
There is an if followed by a comma, and the comma gave some reason. So the sentence is actually if the applicant, but if you now say discovers that, it will sound like if discovers that the applicant, it will not be correct. There is an if before the date. So I recommend it stays as it is. It is still correct.
Mr. Minister, yeah, I think it can say as it is.
It's okay.
Yeah?
With 27. I see 27.1 saying that every taxpayer has the right to be represented in the taxpayers dealing with the Commissioner General, and every entity shall be so represented. But when you come to 3 now, that's 27.3, the Commissioner General is not obliged to communicate with the taxpayer through the taxpayer's representative unless the Commissioner General has received a duly executed form appointing the representative.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was trying to say, if you are saying except otherwise, then I am seeing 3 contradicting one. One you shall deal with the person directly, and this one except you write before you do. So I just want us to harmonize 1 and 3. So let us all go over 1 and 3.
1 and what?
27.1 and 3. 1 is saying representation, and 3 is saying except you write, otherwise I cannot deal with you. So that's what I'm saying. Let us synchronize both.
I don't see anything odd in that anyway. No, it's okay. It's okay. Page 28, 29, 30, 31, 32,
20,
30,
29, sir, sorry.
Yes, Hassan. Okay. Yes, 29.
Or maybe we are not yet there.
Order. Yes.
It's under part 5. The side note.
Yes. Mr. Minister, I just want clarification.
The side note official. Do you actually mean official language?
Because I think the word official is not enough. But I'm constrained to know what you actually mean.
But if you read the sentence, it talks about the official language to be used. I'm not too comfortable with just the word official.
What do you want added here? Language?
Official language, yes.
Official language.
I think it should be official
language.
Official
language. The sentence says English is the official language.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying under the side note.
Yeah.
Is there any reference to official language?
Yes, official language.
Yes, official language.
Now, Daniel? Daniel, what is not clear to me, English is the official language of the revenue laws and the language.
This language came here.
Okay. So, the retention of language here again makes it nonsensical. So, I think the rubric should be official language. Then it should now read 31 clause 1, English is the official language of the revenue laws. Full stop. Huh? Full stop. Huh?
English is the official language of revenue laws, and the Commissioner General may refuse.
Yeah, so the official here, the English is the official language of the revenue laws, and the Commissioner General may refuse. And the Commissioner General may refuse to recognize any communication or document that is not in the official language. 29, 30. Thirty-four. Yeah.
34. There are two issues there. First, the side notes, mm-hmm. Mr. Minister. I'm not too clear also. This side note, maintaining. Are you talking of maintaining of documents? Maintaining of documents? Is that what you mean? Because the single word maintain is not convincing enough. And then, the same clause 371, document is repeated. The word document is repeated. So for the purpose of this act.
So maintaining documents, I think,
yes, sir.
Then for the purposes of this act, every person shall maintain documents, whether in paper or electronic form.
Yes, sir. Instead of just maintaining.
Yeah.
Should be maintaining of documents. And then one document be deleted.
Yes.
The repeated word.
Shall maintain documents, whether in, yes, one document should be deleted.
This comes to the side note, maintaining documents.
Okay. So the rubric should be maintaining documents, the side notes. Maintaining documents. 35. 36. 37, 38, 39, 40, 40, mm-hmm.
40, sub clause 3 of clause 42,
yes,
the last line. Including any obtain. That is not too clear.
Mm-hmm. Something is left out.
Including any obtain as referred to in subsection 1 of section. That one is not clear.
A word has been left out. That's kind of right. Yes, I agree.
Information obtained. But any obtained refers to information which has come up before.
We'll read the whole sentence. We're saying the Commissioner General shall make an assessment of the tax liability of the person as required by the revenue law, including by way of adjusted assessment, and for this purpose may use any information in the Commissioner General's possession, including any obtained as referred to in subsection 102.
So
the addition of information after any will make it clearer, but I think it is okay as it is. But for make it, to make it clearer, I would suggest you add any information.
Mm. Yes, any information.
Mm.
Let's add information there. 41. 42.
Yes, sir, 42.
42. Yes.
42 E, paragraph E.
Yeah.
The second word of the first line.
Yeah.
Park more, M-O-O-R. I'm not clear on that. The second word of the first line. Sir Minister, I'm not too clear on that.
I think it's mall. Park mall. M A L L. Mall. Yeah. 42, 43, 44. 45. Sir Minister.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 4, 5, and 6, clauses 21 to 47, stand part of the bill as amended.
Sorry, Mr. Minister, please resume your seat for the time being. Yes, yes, sir. What in am more? What do they say? What take samples of goods, back, move, or store. No, I'm not. Yes. Yeah, Mr. Go on. Sorry. Go on. Order.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 4, 5, and 6, clauses 21 to 47, stand part of the bill as amended.
Honorable members, the question is that parts 4, 5, and 6, clauses 1 to 47, do stand part of the bill as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
5 and 6 clauses 21 to 47 form parts of the bill as amended. Part 7, 8 and 9 clauses 48 to 63 stand part of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 7, 8 and 9 clauses 48 to 63 stand part of the bill.
Honorable members, the question is part 7, 8 and 9 clauses 48 to 63 to stand part of the bill. Page 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54.
This one I just want to learn from Honorable Rado. I just want to learn. Subclause 2 of clause 57.
Yeah.
The chairman and other members of the tribunal shall be appointed by the president on the recommendation of the minister for a term of 5 years and thereafter shall be eligible for reappointment for one additional term only. I don't know if every such appointment to be recommended by the minister needs approval of parliament or not necessarily. Based on consistency, I don't know. I just want to know.
What does Radu have to offer here?
But what is written here is the right procedure. That's what they do normally. They think about somebody who is competent in this area and recommend to Mr. President. Then Mr. President will send that the name as a nominee to parliament for ratification. That's what he's saying.
Well, it does not say that.
What?
It does not include ratification or approval by parliament. That is what I'm asking. If necessarily, all such appointments by the president upon the recommendation of the minister needs approval of parliament or not necessarily as in this case.
No, but in this,
well, in this case, approval of parliament.
Parliament, yeah. No, now I get what you're saying. Yeah, parliament
in this case, parliament approval by parliament has been omitted. So I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, you're correct.
The ratification of the appointment has to be done by Parliament. That is conventionally the case. That is the case. Mr. Minister, do you agree? Because that is what happens normally. Yeah, the minister is saying that that is what normally happens, and his technocrat is saying that it's implied. But you know, lawyers don't like to deal with implications. Lawyers normally deal with certainty. I don't think there would be anything wrong to have it stated there explicitly. It must be stated explicitly. Daniel, how would you want to phrase it?
Say, the chairman and other members of the tribunal
shall be appointed by the President on the recommendation of the Minister, subject to the approval of Parliament. After Minister, subject to the approval of Parliament, for a term of 5 years, and thereafter shall be eligible for reappointment for another additional term only. So after Minister, followed by subject to the approval of Parliament.
Okay. So Daniel, you are content with that? Read it again.
The chairman and other members of the tribunal shall be appointed by the president on the recommendation of the minister, subject to the approval of parliament, for a term of 5 years, and thereafter shall be eligible for reappointment for one additional term only.
I'll rephrase it to read this way. That immediately after the first shout, there is a comma there. The chairman and other members of the tribunal shall, comma, subject to the approval of parliament.
No. After the approval, no. It should be appointed first by the president and the recommendation of the minister. No, I think we take his own version. It is okay. It's okay. Yet, page 55. 56.
Yes, sir, 56.
Yeah, 56.
56. Clause 58. 2A.
Yeah.
Clause 58, 2A. For this one, I'm not really comfortable with the word may. It talks about appeals. And this one is limiting appeals to a particular aspect. Say, all appeals under subclause 1 may only be made on a point of law. It should be shall, otherwise it will give them the open hand to come on a point of fact.
Where are you reading from?
Clause 58.
Yeah.
Subclause 2A.
Yeah.
Appeals can be made on point of law and fact. So
an appeal under subsection 1 may only be made on a point of law.
What fine. Uh-huh. So my problem is the word may. Because the point here is limiting it to a particular type of appeal or a particular subject matter. That's only on point of law, not fact. But if you say may only be made on point of law, you will be defeating yourself. Because that gives the appellant a free way to appeal on the contrary, on point of fact, instead of point of law. So it's like what you are trying to achieve will be defeated. Well, in other words, the appellant will not be bound to appeal only on points of law.
Honorable Aji, what do you think? It does not. I don't think it matters. And, you know, yes. Yeah. We'll leave it at that. 56, 57, 59. What page? 59? 5960. Yes?
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 10, 11, and 12, clauses 64 to 92.
No, no, no.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry. Mr. Chairman, I move that parts 10, 11, and 12.
No, 7, 8, and 9.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that part 7, 8, and 9, clauses 48 to 63, stand parts of the bill as amended.
Honorable members, the question is that part 7, 8, and 9, clauses 48 to 63, stand part of the bill. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Parts 7, 8, and 9, clauses 48 to 63 form parts of the bill as amended. Parts 10, 11, and 12, clauses 64 to 92 stand part of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 10, 11, and 12, clauses 64 to 92 stand part of the bill.
Honorable members, the question is past 10, 11, and 12, clause 64 to 92, the stand part of the bill. Page 60, 61, 62, 63.
Yes, sir, 63.
63.
63, sub clause 3, the last sentence at the bottom.
Yeah.
The Commissioner General may take possession of tangible assets referred to in.
You remove the word A.
Yes.
In subsection 1.
Yes, remove A. 63, 64.
60. Yes, sir, 64.
64, yes.
Because this is a concern, sir.
Yeah.
Subclause 4. You compare subclause 4, paragraphs A and C. My opinion is for paragraph A, it's talking about the power of the Commissioner General to sell properties on auction. So for paragraph A, say, in the case of an interest in land or buildings, 30 days after taking possession. And then you compare that to C. In the case of other tangible assets, 30 days after taking possession. I think building, land and buildings, so serious, Mr. Chairman, very, very serious. That to be fair enough, a little bit of time should be given. Unlike other tangible assets, like Honda, vehicle, and others. For land, just 30 days as equal to paragraph C, which is something about just other tangible assets, like chairs.
So what do you want to suggest?
I'm suggesting 3 months. Because it's so serious. For a building to be sold on auction, there should be evidence beyond reasonable doubt that they cannot do otherwise. Otherwise, you lose forever. Unlike other tangible assets.
After serving the taxpayer, it's
with a subsection one notice. So there are a lot of other things that is happening. So when all those efforts are failed, this is like an additional time giving. Additional time giving. So we think the tax is out.
Yes, I do.
Mr. Chairman, I will endorse what my deputy has said. Because the general law is starting the GP of property seized. They give notice 3 months. They give notice 90 days notice. So it will be friendly to the taxpayer because that will give him an opportunity to recover his property. So I think it should be consistent with the general law.
Well, okay. I think we'll leave it at that.
We would appeal for that to the minister.
3 months.
So that the taxpayer would have some time to recover his property. Some people are good. They have paid taxes for 15 years and then they get into trouble. And within 30 days, they lose their property. It's not fair at all. Yeah, we'll suggest in 90 days to be in compliance or be at par with the normal law. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Page 65. 66. 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75.
Yes, sir, 75.
Yeah.
This one, I'm not saying it's wrong, but I'm just not comfortable. Clause 77, subclause 3, paragraph B. In any other case, 6 monthly. That's phraseology. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not an expert. But I'm just not comfortable with that phraseology. In any other case, 6 monthly.
Now, if you look at A, Daniel,
yes.
A person is limited to making applications with the following frequency. A, in the case of a taxable person certified under subsection 4, monthly. In the other cases, 6 monthly. I didn't say anything wrong.
All right.
We'll proceed. 75, 76.
Yes, 76.
76.
76, the side notes.
Yes.
You remove one, you delete one on. Decision on
application, yes, remove one on.
Delete one on.
76, 77, 78, 79, 80. Eighty-two, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, and 92.
Yes, 92.
Yes.
Or maybe it's under part 3, but 3 offenses. I don't know if it's covers.
What?
Yes, I think we have to start again with the same page with the next.
Yes, of course. Yes? Can you say?
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 10, 11, 12, clauses 67 to 92 stand part of the bill as amended.
Honorable members, the question is that parts 10, 11, and 12, clauses 64 through 92 stand part of the bill as amended. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Parts 10, 11, and 12, clauses 64 to 92 form part of the bill as amended. Parts 13, 14, and 15, clauses 93 to 116, and the schedule stand part of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 13, 14, and 15, clauses 93 to 116, and the schedule stand part of the bill.
Honorable members, the question is that parts 13, 14, and 15, clauses 93 to 116, and the schedule do stand part of the bill. Page 92. Page 92.
Yes, sir, 92.
Yeah.
92 clause 93.
Mm-hmm.
So clause 1A.
Yeah.
Mr. Minister, I don't know what you mean, but. Under A, where the failure results or, if undetected, may have resulted in an underpayment of tax in an amount exceeding 50 currency notes. I think it should be preceded with the word not exceeding. Currency point. That word exceeding. If it remains that way, then it can be 1 million currency points. I think your intention was to say not exceeding 50 currency points. And the word not is omitted. Not exceeding 50 currency points. Or a fine of not less than 10 and not more than 50 currency points. The word exceeding should be preceded by the word not. Not exceeding.
Not, I think. If not is inserted, it makes sense. It carries the sense of the entire paragraph. So we put not there, not exceeding. 92, 93?
Yes, sir,
93. Yes.
Clause 95.
Yeah.
Second to last line. The word conviction.
Now read from the beginning. If you want to have the, if you want to capture the sense, read from the beginning.
Yes, sir. Clause 95.
Yes.
A taxpayer who fails to display or affix a compliance certificate within 7 days of its issue under subsection 3 of section 52 commits an offense and is liable on conviction. The spelling of the word conviction.
Conviction, okay. Please have it correctly spelled. Conviction, yes. 96, 97. Ninety-eight, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103. 104105. One zero eight one zero nine. 3 pages dealing with the schedule. Mr. Minister.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 13, 14, and 15, clauses 93 to 116, and the schedule stand part of the bill as amended.
Honorable members, the question is that parts 13, 14, and 15, clauses 93 to 116, and the schedule do stand part of the bill as amended. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
13, 14 and 15 clauses 93 to 116 and the schedule form part of the bill. The House resumes. Mr. Minister, please report on the bill.
Mr. Speaker, members of Parliament, I report that the bill entitled the Revenue Administration Act 2017, having gone through the Committee of the Whole House with some amendments, I now move that the bill be read the third time and passed into law.
Honourable members, the question is that the bill be read the third time and passed into law. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
The bill entitled the Revenue Administration Act 2017, being an act to make provision for a common set of rules for the administration of revenue laws to avoid repetition and promote consistency by reconciling and unifying the administration of different revenue laws in the administration and collection of taxes and duties and by the National Revenue Authority and for other related matters has been read a third time and passed into law.
Yes, Mr. Minister, you are released. At the end.
Announcement. Announcement for members of Parliament for the All People's Congress Party. Invitation cards for MPs are available now. Please contact Honorable Dan White. Is here.
Yeah.
I would want to see the following honorable members, please. Honorable Ali Kaloko and Honorable Sir Sangba, please, in my office.
Honourable members, the House is adjourned to Thursday, 19th October 2017 at 10 a.m.